Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. A special event is coming up on Thanksgiving morning, and here to tell us about it is Kitty Yerkes from Cape Fear Habitat for Humanity. We'll hear today all about the Turkey Trot. It is the 9th annual Turkey Trot. Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, Kitty.
It's great to be here, Jamila.
Thank you. This Turkey Trot, do you know how this all started and whose idea this was?
Well, actually, you know what? It was Sandy and Dick Beals, who were realtors in town. They moved here, I think, from New Jersey. They had done a Turkey Trot where they were. There wasn't one here, so they started it to benefit Habitat, and it has just grown every year. At the Loop, Wrightsville Beach is so much fun.
Great. What is the Turkey Trot?
It's a 5K. And or a family-friendly walk. We have folks that come. We have the serious runners who come, of course, and we want those serious runners to be timed. It's a sanctioned race. But then we also have families that come as their Thanksgiving tradition. People dress up their dogs. They get their own T-shirts. They buy the Habitat T-shirts. They wear silly things like the hat that I brought with me.
Yes, I do want people to know that when this interview is over, it'll be up on our website this afternoon. There will be a photograph of Kitty Yerkes wearing a fabulous hat, which looks like a turkey is sitting on her head. It's very colorful and quite wonderful. So be sure you check that out. Very inspiring turkey hat.
And if you think that's something, you should see the full turkey suit. We have.
Do you have a full turkey
suit? Full turkey suit. I was going to wear it in, but then I thought it might be a little distracting walking down the street. I should have done it.
You know, who's wearing that on the Turkey Trot
day? We have, actually, my neighbor's son is going to run in it. And so it will be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Yes.
Now, it is happening on Thanksgiving Day, which, of course, is next Thursday. And it starts at Wrightsville Beach Park and then does the Loop. Mm-hmm. And tell us about how people can get registered for that.
Yes, we suggest that everybody go online and register ahead of time so that you don't have to wait in line. And you can do that on our website, capefearhabitat.org. The tickets to be in the timed race are $30. If you wait and do it on site at the Loop Thanksgiving morning, it's $35. So do it now so that you save $5. We're doing packet pickup, early packet pickup at Mayfair on Monday in the evening, 4 to 7, and then at our office downtown from 9 to noon. But it's just such a fun event. We already have, I think, 600 people registered to run. And we know we're going to get a lot of people who are kind of finalizing their Thanksgiving plans. But
It's
really so much fun. It's early in the morning. Registration's at 7:30, and the race starts at 8:30. If you're a really fast runner, you're around the Loop in 17 minutes, whoever those really fast people are.
You can go back home and finish your cooking or whatever you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what's in the packet? You talked about the packet pickup. Is there like a T-shirt in there and a number, or what's that all about?
Yeah, both of those.
Okay.
We tried to get people to register early by saying the first 300 people to register get a free T-shirt. Well, let me tell you, those first 300 T-shirts flew out the door. So now if you want a T-shirt, you have to buy one, but they're fun. Runners like to have that to prove that they were out with us in the park on Thanksgiving morning. And then, yes, the bib that has your chip in it. It's really, people feel so good to be outside, getting exercise with their family and friends, go home, enjoy the rest of their family. It's people who come really end up coming every year.
All right. So the Turkey Trot, and you just go to capefearhabitat.org to register ahead of time. And that's really the best thing to do at this point. A 5K run, but there's also a 1 mile walk, family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the kids, bring the dog. Can you bring
the
dogs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bring your stroller. Everybody's welcome.
And people can wear costumes or
T-shirts
or whatever you want to do.
And we actually this year are doing a better job with some handicapped drop-off spots because we have had people who want to push a grandparent in a wheelchair, which is really nice. So you'll see signs for where the drop-off is for handicap parking. So it really is just, it's a great event. You get one of the little stickers that says, I helped build a Habitat house on Thanksgiving morning. Like I brought with your cookies, you see.
Yeah, thank you. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Kitty Yerkes here on behalf of Cape Fear Habitat for Humanity about their 9th annual Turkey Trot taking place next Thursday morning, Thanksgiving Day, the 7:30 registration and 8:30 start for a certified 5K or 1 mile walk around the Loop at Wrightsville Beach. And now I'm looking at the website and I am seeing someone in a turkey costume. That's pretty wonderful.
Yeah, yes.
Can you tell us what's going on with Habitat these days? What projects are currently happening or what have you just completed?
Well, Habitat's really busy. We're building 3 houses right now, which is sort of the maximum we can do at one time. One is really a fun one that the hospital is sponsoring. It is women building the house, and the men are bringing the lunch. So
we are having
a great time with that. We got some more of our pink hard hats, and we've got our, you know, the men working sign, and we put the W-O in front of it for women working. So we're just having a great time. Things are good at Habitat. We're busy, and it's a good time.
Where's that house being built, the women builders?
It is on Corbett Street, which is that Love Grove area that people have been reading about. We have mm-hmm. several houses there and a couple more lots. It's a lovely little neighborhood.
When Habitat builds a house, there must be set architectural plans that you go with. Are the houses always little two-bedroom houses, or are they bigger? Are they? What are the varieties of choices that you have?
A two-bedroom is the smallest house we build, and we do build houses based on the size of the family. We're just like any other builder. There are set plans, but homeowners can choose. They can choose the color of the outside. They can choose their countertops. They can choose the paint colors. It's just so fun. I do want to throw out there for people to be sure and know, they assume a mortgage. They're not given these houses. They assume a mortgage. But it's just so rewarding to watch families be able to be first-time homeowners
mm-hmm.
and appreciate the house that they grow up in, and for their children to do better in school and love where they're living. And just sort of, it's that American dream. And this community is helping us make that happen.
I've never worked on a build. I don't really have any skills to offer, but I've been someone that brought snacks, you know, brought lunch and hung out for a while and watched the build. And it was really nice of the neighborhood that I was in. All the neighbors were kind of clumped around watching what was going on and cheering on the people who were building the house. And it was just a really lovely feeling there of people coming together and appreciating what Habitat was doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm get you on site. If you're saying you don't need any skills, honey, don't worry. I'm taking that as a personal challenge now.
So I'll just be carrying bricks up and down upstairs, I'm sure. Anything else you want to tell us about the Turkey Trot Kitty or about Habitat in general?
No, I just want to say, you know how to do a turkey call.
Oh, I do. Is that
something
you'd
like to
hear?
I think you should do it. This is going to get people to come out after
they
hear this. They're not going to forget this.
Okay, well, I think I can channel a turkey. I've had a lot of turkeys in my life in the past, and there's probably some present-day turkeys whose names shall not be mentioned.
All right. Got to love it, everybody. Now, if you can't come out for the turkey trot after that, I don't know what can happen.
Maybe one year I should run in the costume. I don't know if I'd fit in it.
Oh, another challenge.
And
I'm
then
on
I could be running in that costume and making my turkey sounds the whole way. Well, Habitat for Humanity's Turkey Trot 9th Annual is next Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning. Please do go to Cape Fear Habitat for Humanity to sign up ahead of time. Your sign-up fee would be, is it $30 right mm-hmm. now? And at $35 on the day of the race. So if you get there ahead of time, that's great. If you just want to walk it, bring your family, it's $15 a person. And children 10 and under, free. So thank you, Kitty. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
All right. This is WHQR.